Hey, my name's Caden, and I want to thank you for joining us today. We hope this message inspires you, builds your faith, and gives you perspective to see God is moving in your life. Enjoy the message.
The sun's in the sky. Nothing can go wrong. Kiss winter goodbye and sing this summer song. I was born here, I guess I'll stay. Why would I ever go away? Life is a lifelong summer's day. Oh, 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 I'm gonna sing all summer long.
Thanks.
Bravo, bravo. I'm caught. The summer song.
He's just played the summer song.
Well, play it again then. Or just any song with summer in the title. Doesn't matter.
Cheers, guys. I'm going to take a bit of a break and then I'll come back.
Well, hello, everybody. Jack Malik has a great life. He lives in a picturesque village by the sea in England. He has a great group of devoted friends. He's an elementary school teacher. He's got a young woman who really loves him, and he doesn't quite understand that yet. And he knows to wait until after Thanksgiving before you sing Christmas music. Amen. Please forgive the youthful exuberance of our Benton campus pastor. No, but Jack Malik, he has this wonderful life, except, well, his music career is not really going anywhere, and he's about to give up on his dream of hitting it big. I love the movie Yesterday. It's a romantic comedy that forces us to ask some really important questions like, what is success? What is happiness? And can I be content? And can I be joyful now, even if my dreams haven't come true? Can I be happy today, or do I have to wait until tomorrow? In 1 Thessalonians, Paul gives some real quick instructions, very powerful instructions, and he says this. He says, rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all things, in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. Well, on the very night that Jack Malik decides that he is going to give up his music career, he's out riding his bike and he gets hit by a bus. And he goes flying through the air. And in the very moment that he hits the pavement, there's a worldwide electrical outage. And when he awakens, he realizes that something rather bizarre has taken place.
Great guitar requires a great song. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it seems as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Go on.
Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday.
That was one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's a bit soppy, but sweet.
When did you write that?
I didn't write it, Paul McCartney wrote it, the Beatles.
Who?
The Beatles.
The what?
John Paul, George and Ringo, the Beatles.
Which Beatles? Is this the insect Beatles or the car Beatles?
The pop group Beatles. Nick, help me out here.
Right, yes. There's this problem with musicians. They presume everyone else has this encyclopedic knowledge of obscure pop. Make you feel stupid when you haven't heard of bands, you know, like Neutral Milk Hotel or the Monophonics, or in this case, the Beatles.
Wow, this is the most complicated joke I've ever heard.
Nice song, though.
It's not a nice song.
No, it is, mate. Don't do yourself down just because you look like a cartoon character. It's a very nice
song. It's not a very nice song, Nick. It's one of the greatest songs ever written.
Well, it's not Coldplay. It's not Fix You.
It's not bloody Fix You, Carol. It's a great, great work of art.
Wow. Somebody suddenly got very cocky.
Do you genuinely not know who the Beatles are?
Genuinely?
OK. Then I'm in a really, really, really complicated situation. See you soon. Nice pyjamas.
Jack!
Well, thinking his friends are playing some kind of cruel joke on him, it suddenly begins to dawn on Jack. He goes to his house, does a Google search. Nobody in the world has any memory of the greatest rock band in history, the Beatles. Nobody except him. And he remembers the song. He's a musician and all of this, but nobody else seems to remember who the Beatles are. And it was a no-brainer for me to pick this movie because it's like my favorite rock band ever, favorite music ever, the Beatles. So here we go. So what do you do with this if you're Jack and nobody else? You start playing really great music. And let's just say, though, that his career still doesn't take off, that it's just not getting anywhere until one day a small-time music producer with a studio by the train tracks discovers Jack and gives him the break that he's been looking for.
You okay?
It's me, that's the problem, that's the awful truth, the revelation. I know the songs are strong, but no one's interested still. Jack Malik's the problem.
That's not true.
It is. I just thought of the it that's the difference between Jay-Z and J-Y.
Well, then how do you explain this? You're gonna be a recording artist, Mr. Malik.
Because she loves you, and you know that can't be bad.
I'd be very happy to help for free. My studio at your service.
Gavin, you're cool.
Am I?
With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should. Be glad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes, yes, we got it. Yes, we have reached the mountaintop. Yeah, yeah.
New song. Yeah. Says Jack Malik, the singing wholesaler, in my life.
But of all these friends and lovers, there is no one. Compares with you, and these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before. I know I'll often stop and think about them in my life. I love you more.
Beautiful.
That song was really beautiful. Who did you write it about?
Stop it, stop the car.
These songs. There's something about them you should know. Hi.
In my life, I love you more. He starts to tell Ellie about the whole thing and that he didn't really write these songs and he gets interrupted and that's going to have to wait for another day. Instead of giving thanks for Ellie and realizing that she's madly in love with him, Jack has his eyes on other things. He gets pulled in by one of the great temptations of our day, fame, his name in lights, everybody knowing who he is. You say, well, that doesn't tempt me. Well, what about like how many people like your Facebook posts? How many people comment on those things? Yeah, it's a temptation. And so what is he going to do with this information? What's he going to do with this amazing thing that he has now, this access to the Beatles music that no one else has? It's the only guy who knows this. He's going to pursue fame. But is it going to bring him happiness? Is it going to bring him what he's really been looking for? Well, he's starting to get noticed. Ed Sheeran discovers him and invites him to go to Moscow, flies on his private jet to open for him in a concert in Moscow. It's another step towards building the legend that is Jack Malik. The stakes start getting really high.
Hi, I'm Deborah Hammer. I'm Ed's manager. We should talk.
Yeah, I've kind of got a manager back home. No, but we should talk, yeah.
Okay, great. That's great. Good. Have a good night. I'll see you in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles?
Yeah, well, we need you to come to L.A. See, we pay, and then you come, and you write songs, and then we release them, and you make a ton of money. And then we take most of it. Okay. I have a question. Is this the best that you can look? We'll figure it out. Gorgeous.
Jet setting to LA. Why would you leave Suffolk, England, when everything you really need is right in front of you?
Stroke manager, stroke roadie, stroke driver, because he can't even drive.
Honestly, no, you can have the job back.
No, thanks. Oh. Why would anyone ever leave Suffolk before the day they die? Right, but if you must go to Los Angeles and hang out with perverts and drug addicts, then we wish you good luck and success. Or even better, failure and a swift return.
Here comes the sun, do-do-do. Here comes the sun, and I said, it's all right.
Welcome to my little beach shack.
Thank you for coming all this way.
Good to see you. Well, you're not very attractive.
No.
You are out of shape.
Yes.
You are skinny yet somehow round.
Uh-huh.
You have been profoundly unsuccessful for 10 years.
Yeah.
And until about a month ago, we'd call you a complete failure.
Well, it's not quite how I'd put it.
We would say
yeah.
that you were a complete failure. Sit, please. But now, now, you've hit an extraordinary songwriting groove, and you want to be the biggest star in the world.
Well,
yes is the answer to that question.
Well, yes, I guess.
Not well, yes, I guess. Yes.
I guess.
Buddy, what... I am offering you is the great and glorious poison chalice of money and fame. If you don't want to drink it, which I would understand, go back and have a warm beer in little Bonnie England. If you do want to drink it
I need to hear you say, Deborah, I'm so thirsty. So which is it?
I'll take the chalice.
You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know.
So there you have it. Drink from the poison cup of fame. Temptations come in various sizes and shapes, and we're all tempted by different things, but I think there are certain generational temptations. My generation, the baby boomers, we were tempted by the money. In fact, when we were younger, our role model was Michael J. Fox's Alex Keaton from Family Ties. Remember good old Alex? Yeah, all about making the money. Today, you know who the icon is? You know who the big icon is among Gen Z? Gen Z would be folks under 24. PewDiePie. Any of you here know who PewDiePie is? Let's see a show of hands. Anyone home? Okay, there you go. A young person. That's right. 95% of folks under the age of 24 know who he is. He's one of the most admired, well-known stars among Gen Z. And I had no idea who he was until I looked it up. He is a Swedish YouTuber. He has a YouTube channel where he teaches people how to play various games, and he has 107 million subscribers. He is huge. And if you ask a middle schooler today, what do you want to be when you grow older? You might hear them say, I want to be a famous YouTuber. Fame. It's kind of the big thing of the day. Forbes magazine says that 12% of folks in Gen Z would rather be famous than anything else. One in four millennials would quit their job if they could become famous. 30% would rather be famous than be a doctor or a lawyer. It seems to be one of the great temptations of our day. The problem is, it's hard to give thanks in all circumstances when your happiness is in the future, when you can't be grateful for what you have right now. So Jack, realizing he doesn't understand the basis of a lot of the Beatles songs, decides to travel back to England, but to Liverpool, which he was not as familiar with, and tour some of the Beatles sites. And Ellie surprises him by driving several hundred miles to meet him there. But he's got to get back to LA. He's got to promote his name. He's got to promote his fame. And it forces a choice. Does he want what could be or what he already has?
I want to talk.
Okay, then talk.
Right. So,
And how do you think it's going so far?
It's not great, but...
No, let me try and help. You've had 20 years to make your move.
What can exactly make my move when I was 7?
Then you've had 10 years.
Right. We've always been like brother and sister.
Except for we're not brother and sister.
No, exactly right, but...
No, so... I have been waiting half my life for you to wake up and love me. Having loved you for half a lifetime, I realized when you left that I had made a bad choice doing that. And now it's got even trickier because when you were playing in pubs, we were the perfect match. But now I'm an actual school teacher, an actual Lowestoft, and you're the world's greatest singer-songwriter.
No, I'm not.
Except for you probably are.
Okay, 2 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, 2 minutes. Also, Deborah's on my phone for you. Apparently, she's having dinner with the head of the label and you're meant to be FaceTiming in.
Just go away, Rocky.
Okay, 1 minute, 53.
In the end, to you, I'll always really just be Ellie with the frizzy hair. Ellie from the Fun Chum column. Ellie who, for reasons no one understands, drives you around in her car. So just go and please just catch a plane.
We haven't finished the conversation yet.
What? We have. Unless Niffle Lime Street at 11:14 on a Friday. Unless you choose to stay.
Thank you.
get on the plane. What are you still doing?
I can't stay today. I've got to do the late, late show tomorrow, and I've got to do the marketing meeting and meetings. Oh, it's ridiculous.
And that was your chance. Now, quick, go. Please leave.
Sorry. Yeah, you want to nick a couple of crisps for the journalist?
I want you to be happy and to make marvellous music. I always have. No, not all the crisps!
OK.
Look, just go, 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 go. Your future is out the door and to the left, a taxi rank.
I'm sorry.
Your future is out the door and to the left, unless you choose to stay. Sometimes our discontentment shows up in the place we live. Not just an attraction for our desire to have fame and our name and lights, but just being kind of dissatisfied with where we live. I read this in Relevant magazine. It was article saying that younger adults are leaving the suburbs by the droves for some of the hip, cool urban centers like Los Angeles, Nashville, and New York City. And they write this. They say, when we see someone drinking craft beer at a hip bar in a cool city, they seem immune to the worries that we live with every day. The lure of the hip urban lifestyle promises us ease, cool socialite status, and an escape from our anxiety. If only I had more followers, people would like me. If only I could climb breathtaking mountains and adventure to exotic locations, I wouldn't be depressed. He said, we've bought the Instagram industrial complex, hook, line, and sinker. It's really hard to rejoice always and give thanks in all circumstances when we think happiness is found there. And not here, right here, right now. To be able to rejoice always and give thanks in all circumstances says that my life as it is right now is worth celebrating, is worth giving thanks to God for. Well, Jack gets his dream, concerts packed to the rim with adoring fans, a monster record contract, unbelievable fame, name recognition. And then he finally realizes he doesn't need any of it. He needs what he's always had.
Well, she was just 17. You know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
So when did you first realize that your son was too good for you?
Sun, here it comes.
It's back, and the U.S. is back. The U.S. back, and the U.S. is on.
Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. Nothing you can say.
Brass band, huh? Are we paying these jokers?
You can learn how to be in time. It's easy.
Everybody!
All you need is love. All you need is love.
Come back, stay, Jerry.
All you need.
There's someone I'd like to introduce you to, if we could just switch on the backstage camera.
Oh! It's Ellie!
This is Ellie. And when I had no fans, Ellie was my only fan. The only person in the world who believed in me. And that's why tonight I asked Ed if I could come on and play, because I want to tell her and you what I've done. Darling Ellie, I've been untrue. All the songs I've sung tonight were really written and performed by four men called John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. The Beatles. They were the real geniuses. Me, I'm just the sort of go-between to, well, get their astonishing stuff into the world. And I passed their amazing work off as my own so I could look like I was amazing too. I want you all to know that I'm not going to take any money for this work that isn't mine. So you can have all the songs for free. Rocky, do it.
Right, here goes.
They're being released for free online now. And I'd love to not take any more praise for it. So I'm so sorry. And while I'm at it, there's one other thing to say as well, because I've been a fool twice over. And I want to thank Ellie for her love. And Ellie. I love you. I always have. Always. That's definitely enough talking for one night. But it's been a blast.
I love that Jack stops the charade, stops pretending, stops being what he really isn't, stops playing the game. He truly discovers that everything he really ever wanted in life, he already had, was right under his nose, and he learns to give thanks. What about you? What are you chasing? Fame, maybe? A lot of friends on social media? Followers? You know, it's not just the ones who move to hip cities. It's the ones who want to and never do and never feel like they can be grateful for the life that they already have and the place that they're already living. We can live in this permanent state of discontentment, never fully here because we're always dreaming of there. What if you instead chose to give thanks for the life that you have, for the people in your life right now? You might find that everything you've ever really needed, you already have. You might find gratitude. You might find contentment. Instead of living for tomorrow, you learn to give thanks for today.
Desmond has a barrow in the marketplace. Molly is a singer with the band. Desmond says to Molly, girl, I like your face. And Molly says this as she takes him by the hand.
Oh, bloody, oh, blada, life goes on.
In a couple of years they have built a home, sweet home. With a couple of kids running in the yard of Desmond and Molly Jones.
Ha 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 ha, happily ever after in the marketplace.
Well, Jack's adoring fans look a little different now. He's back to teaching. And if you are a teacher, what a blessed life you have. What a great thing that you get to do. Wendell Berry once said this, "The chance you had is the life you got. You can make complaints about what people, including you, make of their lives after they got them, but you mustn't wish for another life. You mustn't want to be somebody else. What you must do is this: rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances." Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was a pastor in Nazi Germany, eventually died at the hands of the Nazis, said this, "Only he who gives thanks for little things receives the big things. We prevent God from giving us the great spiritual gifts he has in store for us because we don't give thanks for daily gifts. We pray for the big things and forget to give thanks for the ordinary, small, and yet really not small gifts. How can God entrust great things to the one who will not thankfully receive from him the little things?" And then philosopher Albert Borgman says this, "There is no place I'd rather be. There's nothing I'd rather do. There's no one I'd rather be with. This I will remember well. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I want to pray. What I'd like to do is I'd like to lead us in a guided prayer. In this season of Thanksgiving, I want to lead you in a time of prayer where you simply give thanks to God for the amazing life that you've been given. Would you pray with me? Father, what amazing thing it is to say, there's no place I'd rather be, there's nothing I'd rather do, there's no one else I'd rather be with. This we remember. Forgive us, Lord, when we're always thinking that happiness and therefore contentment and therefore thanksgiving will come one day, instead of seeing how marvelously blessed our lives are right now. Lord, even in the midst of this pandemic and all of the hardships of this day, we are a blessed people. So wherever you're at, online, your home, here in the room, I want to give you a moment, just a little space to do what the scripture tells us to do. Can you give thanks? Can you in your heart list, say half a dozen things that you're thankful for? And that's just scratching the surface. Let's take a few seconds. Thank you, Father, that you instruct us to give thanks in all circumstances, all things, not to give thanks for all things, because some things are really hard, like this season we're in, but we can give thanks in all things for the family that we have, for the home that we have, for the jobs that we have. We give thanks and we rejoice because you have been so good to us. And Father, we at this time remember our community that is struggling so. We pray for an end to this pandemic. We pray for health and healing in our own communities here in Southeast Missouri. We pray for our healthcare workers that you would give them strength and stamina to hold up in this very difficult season. And let us be, as we move towards Thanksgiving Day in a couple weeks, let us be a thankful people, always remembering that we are so blessed. In the name of the one who is the giver of all good gifts, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
If you enjoyed today's message, make sure to like and subscribe. Feel free to share this with others that God has put on your heart. And to learn more about LaCroix Church or to find your next steps, head to lacroixchurch.org. Thanks again for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.